Begin our discussion for Parshas Bahar. We may have to do this in stages because we won't have time to complete it now. V'chi somru manu chal b'shona shviyas hein lo nizrav lo nesofes tvuasenu v'tzivisias b'rchasi lochem b'shona shishis v'yasa es hatvuah v'asasas es hatvuah l'shaloshonim. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises to introduce a bracha in the growth, in the very produce of the sixth year of the cycle, and in that year of the sixth, entering into the Shnas HaShemitah, the seventh year, where we don't plow and we don't plant, plow, or harvest, and that bracha of the sixth year will not only spill in to the seventh year, but also into the eighth year, because what's going to grow in the eighth year? After all, in the seventh year, there was no planting. We want to understand this parsha based on Reb Zusha, the Rebbe Reb Zusha, who was the brother, of course, of the Noam Elimelech, Rebbe Elimelech Milozhinsk. He wanted to understand, why is it that the Torah presents v'chisomru manochal b'shona shviyas? The Torah gives space here for the question. It's not the derech of the Torah to be so wordy. The Torah could have just, b'loshen k'tzara, have given the answer, v'tzivisias b'rchasi lachem b'shona shishis. And that would have been enough to answer the question. But why was the question formulated? And here Reb Zusha says the following, as quoted by the Noam Elimelech, his brother, V'nirash Hashem Yisbarach Baruch Hu Kishebara Es HaOlam Hishpia Mituvo Tzinoros Moshchos Shefa Litzarche Bnei Adam. God, in the process of creation, sets up these pipelines, so to speak, that would carry from the celestial spheres down to this earth the brachos, the Shefa. And derech hashefa shelo lahafsik klal. And this flow, this bracha from above down to earth is continuous. What stops it? What blocks it? What is the impediment? Ksha adam nofil mimadrigos veinlu bitochen bebore baruch hu. If man falls and he lacks a bitochen reliance on Hashem, oh, if those cases come about, Ose ha'adam b'machshavto ahi shelo mituar p'gam chalila b'olamo salyonim. Man, through his impure thoughts, will, heaven forbid, create some sort of a p'gam, some sort of an impediment in the higher worlds. U'metishin koach famalya shelmala. And the powers in the celestial spheres of the angels will be weakened. V'oz, and as a result, Nifsak HaShefa, that munificence which would come down from above, will stop prematurely. V'tzorch Hashem Yisbarach Baruch Hu Litzavos Michadosh HaShefa Shetelech K'mo Shemitchila Sabriya. God will have to reinstitute, in a sense, recreate this Shefa, this flow of energy, of produce, of blessing from on high down to earth. So that which was set in motion at the beginning of the creative process will now have to be replaced and start anew. And that's what it means for Chid Tomer. The Torah wants to teach man the derech of Hashem, the approach of God. That a man should be complete and perfect in his bitachon and his belief in Hashem. He shouldn't say, my yochal, what are we going to eat? And if, heaven forbid, he falls from that level of bitachon, and he raises the thoughts and the questions of Bayochal, he's creating this pagam, this impediment, this barrier, and the shefa coming from above down. V'atricho klapi shmael etzavos michorosh, and he's, so to speak, forcing God to work overtime and create a whole new and mandate a whole new system of shefa coming down from Shemayim. V'chisomru pirush kasher tomru kein oz tatrichu osi v'tzivisi es perchosi. I'm going to have to go through a new process of tzivui to replace the old one. Elolotis nagukach, please, don't behave in that way. Taftichu, have bitachon. Tivtichu b'Hashem b'chol avavchem, with all your hearts. And then the Shefa will continue from above down here without any interruption, constantly, continuously. There won't be anything lacking, all based on the original power that's generated from the time of Bereishis. We'd like to study a statement in the Oev Yisrael, the Apta Rav, in the name of Rabbi Chiel Michal Mizlochov. And he says, what does the word emunah mean? It has two interpretations. Kipshuto, on a simple level, straightforward, it means hamonas adovar, believing in something. It's true. It will be so. It will come to pass. But there's another possibility, another meaning to the word emunah. And that's based on the pasuk in Esther, Perek Beis, Vayhi Omein Es Hadasa. Omein means hamshacha, gidul, to extend something, to develop it. The emunah of a person, of a Jew, has the power within it to bring about hamshacha, to bring about a, so to speak, a pull from on high down here, a flow. Be'emuna, this koach of Yumshach Hador Mimekoro V'yovo, it will be able to be Moshech something, to pull it down from its source. Hainu al Yedeshu Mamin B'Hashem Yisrael, with emuna, uboteach bo, and he relies on Hashem, with a total faith. Oz Nimshach Hadovra Hu Uba Bishlem. And Rabbi Yechiel Michal wants to shed a new light on Parshas Noach. Vayavo Noach El Ateva Mipnei Me'amabel. Rashi says Mipnei Me'amabel. Af Noach Mikatne Amuna Hoya. Mamin Vieno Mamin Shiova Amabel. Lo Nichnas Lateva Chidachaku Hamayim. Rashi seems to indicate that Noach didn't really have faith. God told him he was bringing the flood, and he had doubts about it, only when the water pushed him in. And this Apella, how could that be? It's amazing. This is problematic. How could it be about Noach? The Torah, Hashem testifies about Noach, Oscha Ra'isi Tzadik Lefanai B'dorahu, this Tzadik Noach was Mikatne Amunah? He didn't have Amunah? Says the Oiv Yisrael, again in the name of Rabbi Yechiel Michal, Hine Noach Hatzadik Bevadehem in Bishlemus, Bechol Asher Diber Lev Hashem Yisbar. For sure he believed in what God told him. Bechol Levova, Bechol Nafshcho, Bitmimis, Kidarko, Hatov, Me'ozu, Me'kedem. What was bothering Noach? Bedover Zel Yori Lahamin Be'emun Ashlema Bechol Levova. In this particular dimension, in this particular aspect of the Mabul, he was afraid, he was inhibited from believing with a full emunah, with all his heart, because perhaps he would cause, ultimately, the bringing of the flood. Meaning, because of his complete emunah, he would be mamshich, that which he believed in, namely, the bringing of the mabul. And he didn't know how to give some sort of an eitzah, some sort of an advice, how to squeeze out of it. How could he not play a pivotal role as a cause to clinch the mabul? He didn't want the mabul to happen. So Rashi calls him katne amuna, mamin veino mamin. What does it mean? In truth, he was a mamin, but he was afraid to believe because he thought a full, complete, perfect amuna would bring about the mabul. Because as we said, the amuna is that which clinches the shefa from above. He didn't want to be the cause of the mabul. But only when the waters pushed him in, at that point he had to go in. Once again, we have this yesod, this fundamental principle, that amuna is a tzinor. It's a pipeline through which there's amshacha, amuna miloshen amshacha, bringing down, as you will, as it were, the Shefa from above down to the earth. And if there's a pagam in Amuna, then Nifsak HaShefa. The Shefa will be cut off, be interrupted. It will not come down from on high. Because in the absence, in the head there, the if the emuna, which is the pipeline, disappears, then it's not possible for the Shefa to come down. It has to come down through these forces, through these pipelines. And that's what David HaMelech says, Vaboteach Hashem Chesed Yisovevenu, because through the Bitochen and Hashem, there's Hamshacha the Shefa that he believes in. And now we begin to understand Rabbi Zusha that we started with, that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world in such a way that there would be no chisaron, there would be no lack of shefa, there would be enough shefa coming down constantly. But the shefa has to come down on a constant basis through a tzinor. And that tzinor, that pipeline, is the amunah, is the faith. That has the catalytic power of bringing down the shefa. If Klal Yisrael did not ask the question, Manochal B'shona Shvius, the Shefa would have automatically continued to flow downwards from the highest celestial spheres for everyone to fill his needs without any chisara. Nothing would be lacking. But once they came forward and asked the question, Manochal B'shona Shvius, that, as we said, is a pagam. That is a lack, a deficiency in emunah, faith, and therefore creates an interruption of the Shefa. But nevertheless, Hashem promises that if you fulfill, you're loyal to the mitzvah of Shemitah, Kehil Chasa, then Vitzivisias Birchasi, I'm going to have to start a brand new system of Chidush, a Shefa Michadash, a new flow of benevolence from above down to earth. But let's think for a moment about what it appears from the Sfarim, that the entire Torah is shayach, is relevant to each individual Jew according to his level. The greater on his level, the lesser, the katn lefi katna. Everyone can find in the Torah some sort of an allusion how he should serve Hashem according to reflecting his individual level in Avodas Hashem. The Yismach Moshe in Parshas Lech Lecha explains why it is that in the Gemara we find the phrase over and over again in Brachos, Yevamos, Ksubos, etc., Dibra Torah Kilashon B'nei Adam. It means that the Torah, the Holy Torah, speaks the language of Bnei Adam, of every single member of the human species, reflecting his individual level in Avodas Hashem. And here's the way the Yismach Moshe formulates it. Bekama Mekomos, I'm reading Dibra Torah L'Chosh Menetzok Bir, Eich B'Torah's Emes Ye'odar Emes. How is it possible the Torah would not speak? How is it possible that the Torah would not speak in the lashon of the Torah, but instead it substituted the lashon of Bnei Adam for the lashon of Torah? The lashon of Bnei Adam is not emes; it's only lashon of Torah which is emes. And he writes, "Va'nira li levay b'der klal b'chol makom da Torah kedosha nitan." L'chol hamon Yisrael b'gdolim v'ad k'tanim v'kolel hakol kol echa l'fi madrei goso v'im ken medaber l'chol echa l'fi madrei goso k'fi ha'emes v'haynu k'loshim v'nei odom v'avein zeki u'inyan nifla u'klal gadol v'torah. So then, when the people come forward with the question, Manochal B'shona Shvius, these are kosher members of Klal Yisrael. They have a level of Amun and Hashem. They had no doubt that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be mazmin their parnasa, just like he does for every living creature. And it was clear, even to them, that the Torah is alluding to the fact that we will be blessed. And when we ask the question, Manochal, and the clear answer is V'tzivisi es birchasi, it means Manochal, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, "May dechsiv v'haya emunascha itecha chosein Yeshua chachma v'das emunas zaseder zroim itecha zaseder moed chosein zaseder nashim Yeshua zaseder nezikin chachma chachmas zaseder kodshim v'das zaseder taros toses emunas zaseder zroim." Mefarsh b'Yerushalmi shamamin b'chei ha'olamim v'zoreah. Now, we don't find this anywhere in the Yerushalmi. We only find it in Tosus. There is a Medrash that says, Seder Zroim shamamin b'chayav shel olam v'zoreah. Now, what does that mean? She'odam mamin b'chayav shel olam v'zoreah. And I think Chayav Shel Olam is a reference and allusion to the Ribono Shel Olam, the master of the universe, the creator. Now, the pasuk here seems to indicate that for the sake of those who believe in Chayav Olamim, for their benefit, there will be a product of their Zriya. But we know that there are many people who unfortunately are atheists. They deny God's existence, and yet bezorim ba'adama, they plant in the ground, and they know that darko shalom, according to natural law, when they plant, the adama is going to produce. Let's see if we can make sense out of this statement, Odom HaMamin, etc., Zoreah, that it's true, even the Goyim, even those who don't believe in God, nevertheless, they plant in the ground. But we're talking now about those who are Bale Amunah, the Shlemus. They have a complete, perfect belief in God. But, even in their context, when they're oskim, when they are down there in the trenches, so to speak, and they are dedicating themselves to inyonei olam hazeh, with the plowing and the planting and the watering and the irrigation and ultimately the harvesting, the Yetzer Hara gets a hold of them and causes them to forget that everything that's happening is a result of God's divine providence, Hashkochas Hashem. God is the one who's giving power and success in their activities. He shamalacha, the pasuk says in Dvarim Ches, Pentishkaches Hashem Elokecha, Pentochal v'savata ubatim tovim tivne v'yashavta, ubekarcha v'tzonecha yarbiun, v'kesev v'zor v'yarbelecha, v'chol asher lecha yarbe, V'rom levavcha v'shachachtos Hashem Elokecha ha-motziacha me'eretz Mitzrayim mi'beis avadim v'yamarta b'lvavcha kochi v'yotzem yodi osali esachayel hazeh v'zachartos Hashem Elokecha ki hu anosein lecha koach lasos chayel. It's clear that the Torah is not warning us here just to have emunah in Hashem. Every Jew has emunah b'Hashem and believes in the Torah Hashem with a complete amunah. But here, what the Torah is warning us is that when a person becomes very active, b'maisa yadov, with his own handiwork, and he sees in front of his eyes his tremendous success, and he's got so much money, so many possessions, he's got many houses, he's got bakar and so on, all of his treasuries are full with money, with kesef and zav. That's when there's a great danger that as a result, because of this ribui shefa, this amazing amount of success and possessions, which came about through ostensibly ma'isa yodav, the Yetzer Hara somehow penetrates with a machshavas pigul into his mind, kochi v'otzim yodi os uli esachayel hazeh. So this is what Chachamim mean when they say Amunah ze seder zroim shemamin b'cheolam v'zoreah. It means that when a person plants his seeds in the ground, at that moment, when he covers the seed with the offar, he cannot see what goes on, an entire process, underneath the ground, subterranean. How the zera is completely disintegrated at the first stage, and how later on they begin to take root and to vegetate, create produce. He's dependent upon divine compassion. The Creator is going to determine that at each stage the produce will develop. That's emuna. Man must pray to Hashem that he should send the rains in its time, because the rains will generate smicha, growth. So that the zraim that were planted in the ground should be healthy and complete. There shouldn't be a heat wave or an attack of different bugs and other creatures. There are so many ways which could be mekalkel all the work that he put in this field, preparing it for its ultimate harvest. And while there are thousands upon thousands of zroim pizurim underneath the ground in the field, some of those zroim are deep, deep, deep buried below the ground, and that's where they develop, like a fetus in its mother's womb, until finally it's ready to go out and reveal itself. There's no danger for a Jewish believer to have complete faith in God, that God will bring about the development of the seeds. And if he has a complete amuna, then he will not succumb to the seductive power of the evil inclination of the Yetzirah, who says, Kochi v'otzim yadi. Because in this situation, he cannot forget, even for one moment, to what extent he's dependent upon Rachmei on Chasdei Shamayim. So the point is that amuna is a Seder Zrayim. When a person is Orea, he realizes that what goes on underneath the Afar, which covers the Zroim, is an entire complicated process which is brought about by the Almighty. He doesn't see this entire process because it's underneath the ground. But nevertheless, he knows about it, and he realizes he's totally dependent upon the compassion of Hashem, Chasdei Shamayim. And therefore he believes in God, and he prays to God that God should send down the rains. And therefore, as long as the process is going on below the ground, a person, or the farmer, he can be a maimin, but Muna Shlema, he knows that Hashem is bringing it about. And in the Shvilei Pinchas, he writes that he heard from many Bali Tshuva were farmers, and they were dedicating themselves to work out in the fields and in the vineyards, that one of the things that caused them to come closer to God was that after they plowed and planted the Zroim inside the ground, they had a sense, almost an intuitive sense, that they don't have a power to guarantee that their produce will be successful. And therefore what they had to do was, they had to turn their eyes towards the heavens and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, the Creator of the world, Ana, please, Shlach es hageshomim be'itam, send down the rains. And that's how these individuals who were far from Yiddishkeit slowly became stronger in their emunah in Hashem. Realizing and acknowledging to what extent they're dependent upon Chasdei Shamayim. The Gemara brings a memory in Tainis Daf Ches of Rabbi Yitzchak Ein Avrocha Metzuyel B'dovra Somi Min Ha'ayin Shenemar Yitzav Hashem Ozcha Sabrocha Basmecha Tanya Rabbi Yishmael, Tanda Be'er Rav Yishmael, Eina Bracha Mitzuyel, B'dover She'ena Ayin, Shol Letes Bo, Shenemar, Yitzav Hashem Oscha Es HaBracha Basmecha. We can explain this, that when a person's possessions are closed, are concealed, it's much easier for him to overcome the Eitzahar of Kokli V'otzim Yodi and to be Mischazik Be'emuna. So that the concealment, the concealing of his possessions is a great skula for the Hamshachas HaBracha, for again his emun in Hashem, that everything comes from Hashem. You know, things that are below the ground, in his intellect he realizes that the whole process, the development is dependent upon God, that's emunah. And as we saw in the name of Rabbi Chil Michal Mizlotchev, the emunah is the Hamshacha, it brings down from Shemayim the Bracha. But if his rechush is exposed, it's not somi min ha'ayin, but rather it's golui, it's revealed in front of him, then it's very difficult for him to overcome the Yetzer Hara that opposes emun and says, kochi v'yotzim yadi, and therefore the bracha, insofar as his emun is not there, as the kli amshacha, is not going to bring down, it's not going to serve as that catalyst, that agent that brings down the bracha from on high. And that's the pasuk Yitzav Hashem Oscha Sabrocha Basmecha. Osem Aleph Samach Mem means the Otsar. That's the silo, so to speak, where they bring in the tefua, the produce. As Unkla says, Yifaked Hashem Imach Yas Berchasa Botzrecha. As long as the Zroim are buried deep down in the ground, then it's not such a great sakana that the Eitzahara of Kol Kivyot Zimyodi will be powerful and overcome him. But when the Tzmochim is Galim Al Pnei HaSode, when the Baal HaSode sees with his eyes the product of his labor, then he's very susceptible to believe, to convince himself, as the Eitzahara tries to seduce him, of Kol Kivyot Zimyodi. Right? He sees everything happening in front of him. He sees all his possessions. He sees all his creations. He thinks it's me, me, me. And that's where the Yetzer is trying to trick him up. Therefore, the greatest counsel and advice that we can give such a person in order to be mechazik him in emuna is to take his tefuah and put it into a silo, right? L'hachnas es ha'tefuah li'otzar, so that it becomes now concealed from the eye. And that's Yitzav Hashem Oschas HaBracha Basmecha. Which means that Eina Bracha Shriyel B'Dover HaSomim Min Ayin. Which is what David HaMelech says, HaZorim B'Dima Arina Yiktzoru, HaZorim B'Dima, because of his emuna, that he's dependent, totally dependent upon the Creator of the world, who should bring down the Geshomim in its time. Is such a person is muftach, we know, is birina yiktzoru, because the amun itself is going to cause the amshach of the bracha from on high down to earth in all of his actions and all of his efforts, maisi adayim. And on a spiritual level, we speak about a power that the afar adama, it covers the zroim, it covers the seeds that are planted below the surface of the ground. And that has a school of power to bring about the amun of a person when the entire process is below the ground. And this is reflected in the Tiferes Shlomo in Parshas Vayetze, to explain our tefillah three times a day. At the end of Shmon Esser, we say, V'nafshi ka'afar la'kol tiyah, which is based on a Gemara in Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. And here's the way the Tiferet Shlomo has it. He says, "V'haya zaracha ki'afar ha'aretz." This is in the dream of Yaakov Avinu in Bereishis Chafches. Yesh lahavin inyan abrocha zos sheyeh ka'afar ha'aretz. Why in this blessing does Hashem compare the descendants of Yaakov to the ground itself, to the dirt of the ground? V'lo'oma kechol ayam. What about the sand on the shores of Kokfei HaShamayim, stars in the heaven, which we found earlier. But the answer is based on a pasuk in Koheles, HaKol Hoya Min HaOfar, that there is an entity called Bechinas HaOfar, Asher Hu Ach HaMakayim Es Kol HaBruim Asher Olehar. And it's this offer that gives life to all the creatures that live on this offer. Ki mi offer yetze lahem lechem v'yenika l'chol nivra u'bilada lo tichon kol birya v'olam hazeh. So we know that the offer is really responsible for maintaining the existence, the continued existence of everything that lives, because from the offer comes the bread and the nourishment for every creature. Without it, there's no possibility of having any creature alive in this world. And nevertheless, the offer is shvela. It represents and reflects on the midah of shiftless, of being very humble. People walk on the earth constantly. So from this, man should learn that this is itself the cause that the offer generates the hatzmacha of the mazon for all creatures, because she is shvela biatzma. She doesn't think highly of herself, the adama. Therefore, she is given to play the role, if you will, of the mother of all creatures. And that's why Chachamim say, HaMesim Atzmo Ka'afar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Magbiyo Ad L'Shamayim. So the Afar is a representative, embodies the midah of shiftless. And Chachamim tell us that if a person makes himself into like Afar, meaning he experiences shiftless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will elevate him. That's the paradox. He's shofel, he's sort of lowly in his eyes, and yet Hashem brings him up. V'nafshi ka'ofar l'kol tia, we say at the end of Davni, that our nafshi is ka'ofar, and if our nafshi is ka'ofar, then tia b'chinas kol, nafshi ka'ofar l'kol tia. It's mashpia, all the goodness for all of the creation. So what we understand from this insight of the Tiferes Shlomo is that the Adama merited being the aim called Nivra, the mother of everything that's created, because it's Matzmiach, and it gives mazon, it gives sustenance and food for all creatures, and it's all in the schus of the midah of Hanava and Shiflus HaRuach SheYeshla, that all people step on it, on the ground, ubechalzot, and nevertheless he matzmichal em mazon, and that's what would be mispalel v'nafshi kafar lakol tia, that we should go in the footsteps of the ground itself, and we should act out of the ethical trait of humility. And of course, the opposite of humility of hanofa is the mid of gaiva, of one feeling so proud of himself, that pride, that exaggerated pride, and that is really the root of the opposite of emuna. So that if the afar, which is going to protect us and strengthen us in emuna, is a personification of the midah of anova, nafshi, kofa, koltia, then on the flip side, it's gaiva that is the root of kfira, of denying Hashem. As the Gemara says in Sotah Daf Daled, Rabbi Yochanan, Omar, Kol Adam Sheish Bo Gasis Ruach Kiilu Kofar Beikar Shenev Rambl Vav Shachatos Hashem Lokechar. So we begin to understand that the mid of Anov is the root for Amuna, and the mid of Gaiva is the root for denying God. Chas v'shalom. And the Gemara says Kol Adam Sheish Bo Gasis Ruach Omar Kosh Boch Ein Ani Vehu Yecholim Lader Biolam. If a person is conceited, he's full of himself, I can't be with him. I can't live in the same world with him. It's since HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants people, man, to be close to him. He doesn't want a set of barriers that separate him. So therefore, Hashem stays away. He distances himself from the Balgaiva, and therefore when a person is so far away from Hashem, he could forget God, then he'll deny God. He thinks God doesn't exist. Heaven forbid. And the Stipler, in his book Chaya Olam, writes, Mevur b'sfar makdosha kol ha-sfekas va-bilbulim b'nyon ha-amun einim imtzol b'lev ha-balgaiva. All the doubts about faith are in the hearts of someone who's conceited, who's full of himself. Ki kol ha-mizgaya or ha-shchina mistalekas v'menu. Because Hashem distances himself from the balgaiva. And the balgaiva, therefore, doesn't have emunah because he's so far away from Hashem. He thinks there's no God. Ube'emes ha-balgaiva ein lo emunah shlema. Aval mish zoche la'anova amitis la'hargish v'lachsho bi'atzmo es atzmo kidovish eno klum es tekef u'miyad mistalkim imenu kol asfekis v'chol ha-herhurim v'bilbulim b'telem v'utolim nelomim v'enom. As a person really has and exemplifies true, genuine humility, and he feels of himself as if he's not worth anything, immediately he loses all doubts about Chas V'Shalom Emunah. All the herhurim, all the confusing thoughts are batul mevutal. So that we begin to understand that the Eitz HaNifla, the best counsel for someone who has doubts in Emunah, is that he shouldn't necessarily get involved in chakiras and philosophical pilpulim, in the didactics of proving God's existence, all that. He should dedicate himself to breaking the midah of gaiva, to recognizing on an ethical level his shiflus. And the Stipler says, L'zos ha'etza ye'utza losu shesovim bilbulei ha'sveikas v'erhurim la'aniach milis asok binyone sveikusam elo l'shtadel b'minas ha'nova lilmod b'sfarim ha'kdoshim ha'ma'orim le'anova u'letzayar li'atzmo k'chol ha'efshar bitul chashivoso v'shifluso u'lesnaig b'midas ha'anovim kimavur b'sifri v'al kein v'al kol l'spal Hashem yisbar p'emes u'kechol sh'yizkarev yosel midas ha'nova kochi yizbatl mimenu ha'bilbulim v'asveikos ha'matridos also v'hu boduk u'menuse. So we begin to understand this mimer quoted in the name of the Yushalmi Amunah Zaseder Zroyim Shemamin b'chei olomim v'zorea, that the offer Adama that covers the Zroyim is a skula, an unbelievable skula. Lahashrish bi Adam, to penetrate into man's heart that he plants, he has anova. He shouldn't become a balgaiva. That's the offer, because the offer, as we said before, personifies anova. And nafshi li'offer k'kol tia. So we move far away from the ram levavcha v'shachachtos Hashem Elokecha. And by moving far away from v'ram levavcha, by exemplifying the midah of anova, then it's the teva, it's built into nature, that there will be emunah, stark emunah. And it's the teva haaretz l'smali b'midas hanova al kenon mispalim v'nafshi ke'ofer l'kol tia. We should be like the offer. And the sin of the Eitz Hadas that we've spoken about on many occasions, besides the onish misa, the death that it brought into the world, but the Eitz Hadas tovra lo soch men kiyom acholcha mimenu mos tumas. But there's also an additional punishment for the Chet Egel, and that is requiring of man Amel. He's got to work hard for his Parnosa. Bavodas Hadoma, and he writes, Ula Adam Omar, Kishamata Lekol Ishtecha, Vatocha Mena Eitz, Asher Tzivisicha, Leimer Lo Tocha Mimeno, Arura Hadom Bavurcha, Bitzavon tochlenu kol yimei chayecha v'kotz v'dardar tatzmiach l'cha V'achaltos esev asada v'zeyas apecha tochal lechem ad shuvcha al adoma ki mimeno lukachta ki ofar ato vel ofar toshuv. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates what's called a shoresh tov. It's always a root of goodness. He's not cruel to his creatures. And when he brings suffering upon man, it has a purpose to it. And it's meant to arouse man, to inspire him, to improve his ways. V'yadata im levavcha ki kasher yaser ish es b'no, Hashem lekech miyasrecha. Just like a father to his son. So what is this onesh, this punishment of Adam HaRishon, Mida Keneged Mida, that because he ate from the Eitz Hadas, therefore it's going to be so difficult for him to bring produce from the ground? And perhaps the answer is that before the Chet it says, Vayikach Hashem Elokim es ha'odom, Vayanicheu began Eden li'ovdo l'shomra, and it says in Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, what does it mean? Li'ovda u'l'shomra. Ma avoda hi b'toch hagan. Sha'omar li'ovda u'l'shomra. Shemetomar yesh melocha b'gan Eden. Sheyizmar l'kramim. Yachrosh. La'amer liktzar. Halo kol ilonos nitzmoch me'alein. There was a great miracle and everything was producing on its own. Shemetomar yesh melocha b'gan Eden l'hashko sagan. Maybe he had to irrigate the fields. Valo nahar moshech v'yotzim yedeh nahar. There was a river of nahar yotzim yedeh l'ashkos agad. So what's li'ovdo l'shomra? Ela lasok b'divrei Torah lishmar es derech etz chayim v'ein etz chayim ela torah shenem etz chayim ilamachzikim bo. So before the chet of the etz hadas, man didn't have to work the ground and the fields and vineyards, everything grew on its own without any work whatsoever. And Adam HaRishon didn't have to do all these work. And maybe it was the Malach HaSharis also that prepared his food for him. So everything was Mukhan HaMizuman, and everything was prepared for Hashem. He didn't need, prepared for men, he didn't need any Yegiyah. He didn't even have to turn to Hashem in Tefillah. And therefore, he was missing that mamin, that extra munah b'chai olamim, that he was missing that awareness, that sense that he's dependent upon man, dependent upon God. So perhaps that was the midah keneged midah. The Nochash HaKadmoni caught him in his nest of kfira, and he said to him, you know what, you're an independent being, everything is set for you, everything's right, you don't need to God. So Hashem punishes man for his rebellion by giving him something that would educate him, a punishment that would be mechanichim, arura adoma bavurcha. You're going to have to work very hard. And any time you plant, you don't know what's going to be the result of the planting. You're so dependent upon so many different factors, and of course the rains. You'll have to believe in Hashem. You'll have to turn to God. You'll realize that you can't depend upon yourself. And that, in a sense, is the greatest midah keneged midah. If you were lacking in emunah because you thought everything is there for you and everything is going on its own, Hashem is going to say, no, you're totally dependent on Hashem. And through that dependency, man is going to come to believe in Hashem and strengthen his faith. And that's what we say at the end of davening, ki ofar atov, yel ofar toshuv, that yehi nafshi ke ofar, that my nefesh should be like the ofar. It should have the midah of emunah and the realization that we depend upon Hashem, and from that feeling of dependence on Hashem, we'll be able to come to a true and genuine and profound emunah in Hashem. Kein yi ratzon amen.